She's April.
And she's Molly.
And we are
the Book Besties.
Girl, he was, couldn't hear between her legs.
He's got a basement of inappropriate things for sure.
Chickens only have one hole, and I don't understand that.
Well, if you're pitching and stuff, or you're catching.
I know I'm delicious, but fuck. I let out a breath I didn't know I was holding.
With no guests.
It has been a long time since it's just been us.
Guys, I know this is shocking, but it's just April and I this week.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all are going to handle it without the extra voices, but you're just going to have to.
I'm pretty sure they come for us.
I hope fucking so they do. Are you guys in the wrong place?
You're in the wrong place. All these downloads we're getting, if you're not looking for us.
So this week, Matt helped me finish my garden.
I didn't know you were... Oh, yeah. You are you vegetables, flowers? What are we growing?
I got my sunflowers out. My sunflowers were out when you guys came. That's right. They stayed here because that's the kind of family we are. And I went through the woods and dug up all these sticks so I didn't have to buy supports for the flowers.
Solid plan.
And Matt
economical.
Matt and I just mapped it out. I'll post a picture in the stories. Guys, it is so funny. Piper called it freak, dystopian, and Livia called it an art project. So I bet it looks spectacular to the onlooker.
I have some really cool news.
Ooh, hit me.
So my oldest, James, as you know, maybe the new people who are listening, I don't know, but James, my son, he crossed over from Cub Scouts to BSA troop in February.
I was going to call him a Weeblo. Isn't that the toddlers?
No, Weeblos are, he was a Weeblo and an Arrow of Light, and then he crossed over. So,
okay. Oh, it's close. Okay.
So right now, he's actually made his first rank already, so he is a scout.
Nice.
Rank. He's working on his second rank, which is Tenderfoot. Mm-hmm. But he went camping with the troop without
no
us. No mom, no dad.
Good job, dude!
And that's the first time he's done that, and he was really nervous, and we've signed him up for summer camp this summer where he'll go for a week overnight.
Good job, dude!
And I was like, this is your practice run, buddy.
Aunt Molly's like, super proud!
We kind of did it in stages, because the week before we came up for Annapolis, we had family camp.
Yeah.
And he camped in his own tent beside Tom and Sam. Yeah. And then this one, he had to take his own tent and set it up and camp himself.
Good job, my guy.
And he ate an egg and bacon bagel sandwich that he cooked himself.
He ate food Matt made the other day that was new to him, too.
He does not eat eggs.
Neither does Aunt Molly, but that's a whole different story.
I don't like eggs either, but he... Chickens only have one hole, and I don't understand like, that.
No, they have one hole. It's really weird.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why do they only have one hole?
I love
Katie
that
Katie has all these chickens, and you've talked about getting chickens, and I'm like, I don't want chickens. Although my library just hatched some chicks.
You know what my new hyperfixation is that I'm trying to get Matt to get?
What?
A peacock.
No. I've been trying to get birds. Yeah, I'm not a fan. Peacocks are also mean.
They're loud as shit, too.
I'm trying to convince Tom that we need a mini Highland cow.
You guys need a second dog.
Well, yes, but Tom says the mini Highland cow is Bailey size, so we can't have one. And I'm like, well, if we already have a dog that's Bailey size, what difference does it make if we got a mini Highland cow?
House cows. It's a thing now.
Right.
How they're all over the TikTok, Tom.
Listen, Tom took Sam to the farm for a class trip.
And I love Sammy cakes.
The pure joy of him with a cow. The cow was behind a fence. He wasn't even touching the cow.
His smile, he was like, the picture. His smile like, was ear to ear.
He was pumped.
I love that dude. Him and I are best buds, guys. Best buds. If the ADHD wasn't predominant for mom and dad, it was sure predominant when he hung out with Aunt Molly.
So we kind of thought it was possible that he was ADHD. And then that weekend we spent with you, Tom and I were both like, so we need to talk to his teacher. And
I mean, the kid and I were talking in unison.
Yeah, it was really creepy. And
this kid and I don't like have solo time a lot, guys. That's what's weird.
Yesterday, I was just so like exhausted when I got home because I worked the night shift. And he spent 20 minutes telling me about this game he's playing. And this game he's playing is having like a special right now that for $7. And by the way, he said it's seven of your dollars, mommy. He can get this upgrade pack. And
not his money. He's not spending his money.
He's got fucking money. But no, seven of your dollars, mommy. But he knows we don't pay for game upgrades.
No.
So instead they had an alternative that instead of paying $7, not 70, but $7, you could watch 50 ads.
That boy probably blew through them.
He's only allowed to watch so many a day. So he's trying to get there before your time runs out. And he spent 20 minutes telling
me. He's got to do it before the hyperfixation wears off.
He started telling me about it. And 20 minutes later, I still don't know what the upgrades are because it was not processing. The only thing that processed, was I could either pay $7 or let my kid watch 50 ads that I don't have control over. And I was trying to process my way out of that. Is it worth me just paying the $7?
So his brain doesn't rot for 4
right.
days. Let's see. This week, we have Liv concert, band concert and Piper chorus concert. Mm-hmm. Liv also has her band trip, where they're doing an amusement park. I'm not going to say which one because, their band director, he, had an accident yesterday. Now, this is the guy that is, I've talked about the band director before. He wears sandals for performance day on stage. He's on his third wife, who's 18 years younger than him. He is just all kinds of special. Come to find out, he slipped and fell on a puddle of water at school and took the whole day off. And at the concert, he pulled a chair on stage to sit in it because he couldn't stand long enough. But he's supposed to do a whole amusement park with these kids on Friday. I don't know what's going to happen.
Sounds really weird.
He's really weird. I've told you stories about this guy.
I know. If I'm itching and scratching a lot.
Oh, your bug bites.
I'm covered in them, Molly. Covered.
From the outside? April's an indoor toy.
I am allergic to outside.
Yeah, you are indeed.
But I got some of them while I was sleeping last night, but they're not bug bites. Are bed bug bites. Like, they're not. They're welts.
Let's get spider bites. When it rains a lot, the spiders come inside.
Yep. So. That's what they are. And I can tell because when they start pussing, because that's what they're doing. There's two little holes.
Yep. Fucking spiders. We see y'all.
Clearly we don't see y'all because they be eating me all night.
You and Tater together. You and Livia.
I know I'm delicious, but fuck.
Well, you have one of my minis. I have one of your minis. It's fine. Is it? I don't know. You want to talk about this week's book?
I really do, because I actually, I enjoyed it.
I did too. I don't have the physical copy. I listened to the audiobook.
I did too, and I...
Tom, will you put the book here when we get to it? There.
I checked it out.
Spells for Forgetting by Adrian Young.
Put it right
Adrian?
Here.
Adrian.
And I thought I checked it out from a physical copy from the library, but clearly I didn't. And if I did, it's not here. I don't know where it is.
It got legs and ran away.
I hope not. I don't want to pay for it. It is so embarrassing to be a librarian and lose a book.
Has that happened?
Yes.
To you?
Yes.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
Sorry.
That was mean.
This author is the same author that wrote the Fable duology, which Piper wanted us to read.
Right.
But we haven't.
No, and that's YA, and this is adult.
Adult, yeah.
So this woman does both genres. Mm-hmm. She has, like, over 10 books, I want to say, mm-hmm. or close to it.
Yeah.
But most of her books are in YA. There's only a handful of adult novels.
And I'm pretty sure all of them are, like, witchy or magic vibes.
Yeah, there's all magic adjacent, which I have a couple notes about.
So she's a YA and adult fantasy writer.
She's a fantasy writer.
And it's not romantasy. For those of you that are looking for ACOTAR vibe, this isn't it.
No, and this is definitely low fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not a high fantasy. The magic is definitely in the background. This is not the primary focus of this story. Honestly, one of the first tags of this story on Goodreads is mystery, which...
Yeah.
Eh.
I can... Yeah, I mean, it is a mystery.
It is. So, let's... Synopsis, shall we?
Oh, it's been a long time since we've said a synopsis.
Synopsis. It's, how many filler words can I get in? Synopsis. In Spells for Forgetting, we travel to Sersha Island, where magic is a part of everyday life. And in this small town, we have all the small town things. Quaint shops, a family farm with an apple orchard, and of course, a long history of rumors, drama, and tragedy. And Sersha, that lore is August Salt, Lily Morgan, Emery Blackwood, and Dutch. I fucking don't remember Dutch's last name. I could barely remember his first name, guys.
I had to text
April, and then I fucking Googled it. Anyways.
I Googled it, too. That's how I figured it out.
The night of their graduation, two tragedies happen. Lily was found dead unexpectedly. And the orchard burned down, and the town blamed August for both things, even though they weren't near each other. Or there's a lot of moving parts here in this book. There was an investigation, but could not prove it was him. So he and his mother did what they had felt they had to do: flee Sersha in the night because they were concerned for their well-being. 14 years later, August is back to bury his mother and leave Sersha for good where it belongs, in his past. But the town will not let him be. As August's time continue on the island, he's seeing things truly never change in a small town. The past 14 years haven't been what Emery thought either. The past 14 years haven't been what Emery thought were going to be either. She's running her family's tea shop, dating Dutch, but life on Sersha hasn't felt the same for her since August left, and now, well, he is back. The truth comes to light eventually in Sersha, and it is true. You will always feel her call. You will always feel her call.
Is she calling from inside the house?
The call is coming from inside the house. Okay. Adrienne Young has been on PodTBR for a long minute.
Yeah.
She is known for her fantasy writing in YA and adult fiction. She has written, okay, I did write this down. She wrote 9 books so far. And was she worth the wait?
I didn't even know who she was. Like, I don't always know authors, and I just know a title. Like, when I looked at her bio, I was like, oh, she wrote that book that we've had on TBR list.
TBR for a while.
Like, I know a few authors by name, but most of them are children's authors that kids at the library ask me about. And then the other ones are Olivia Dade, because
we love Olivia Dade.
You have got to read At First Spite.
I can't wait. I'm saving it for my summer reads. Because so I'm trying to organize my thoughts for writing, because this summer is the summer of a first draft. I'm really excited because I have a plan. It's not going well, but I have a plan.
And the nurse Katie and I are going to do Smut Girl Summer again. We already have it planned out.
I have a couple I'm going to jump in on. Do you think we'll add Adrienne Young again to Pod?
I would read her again.
I don't know if I would actively seek her out. Yeah.
I've wanted to read Fable for a while, but the reason is because I like the cover. I have no idea what that book's about.
That's the only reason I've had Fable on my TBR for so long.
Right.
Is the cover. I do have a thing for redheads, though.
I know you do. Oh, you meant Matt.
Yeah, the guy I married.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
I mean, I love you too, but not in that way, boo.
You said I was pretty.
You are very pretty. But again, so not in that offended. Way. You're mad I don't want a romantic relationship with you.
We're married.
I mean, in this world, yeah. Yes.
No, I'm not mad about it. You know, it's all good.
Well, we can just tell people we're a lesbian.
It's I mean, fine. They definitely thought so in Annapolis a they year ago.
They probably still do.
Oh, man. They met our husbands and they were like, nah.
I don't know. There was that one guy that was really into Matt.
Yes.
Saoirse is just, anyways, moving on. Saoirse Island is just a small town like every other small town in the States. But the difference is the magic. However, Adrian Young did not make the magic the focal point in this novel. It is a part of the setting, but not the driving line in the story. What did you think of these choices by the author?
So it sort of reminded me more of like Gilmore Girls with like the small town vibe,
yeah,
meets Practical Magic.
That's the where I was going. Like, there's this Gilmore Girls Practical Magic vibes. There's even
like they're witches, but not really. Mm-mm. It's more that they have these spells that they've passed down, and they've decided that the island
it's like
is magic.
It's like a hereditary thing,
right?
It's like,
but there's no actual evidence that
it's
these
like a family
work.
Cookbook being passed down,
right? But there's no evidence that these spells work.
They
make
we can
teas
talk about
and
it.
Things, and they read yeah. they read leaves.
Which
and,
she can read tea leaves, right? She mm-hmm. has that ability,
right?
But she chooses not to. But we see in the end with Lily. I'm mixing Emery and Lily together to make Emily. That's nice. We see in the end with. No spoilers, we'll talk about it later, but she attempted magic.
Yeah, but that's the first time that we really see somebody try to do magic.
Yeah, and it definitely
like,
backfired.
Even when Emery and August sleep together for the first time when they're teenagers, uh-huh. and it's under...
The moon.
Whatever moon that
right,
it had
the,
to be under.
The fancy moon. Yeah.
And she asked him to basically swear that he loved her.
Yeah, it was
and
a
that
binding.
Formed a bond. It was a binding yeah. spell. There was no evidence that it really worked.
Right. And
it wasn't like, oh, they were really bound together. It was more
right.
like they
well,
loved
and,
each other.
And there was conversations like, because, you know, we jump from past to present in this book a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's conversations from other people's point of views. About how they were always kind of drawn together, those two, mm-hmm. and how they were kind of already cinched together, like the island was pushing them mm-hmm. together, mm-hmm. which makes sense. Which actually leads into my part B of this question. As
Great.
Much as the island is talked about, do you feel like it's a character itself?
Well, it literally is a character.
It is.
There's a whole chapter from the island's point of view.
True. True. God damn. I missed a lot in this book. There's so much. The fans of this series are going to be so pissed because there's so many like.
Is it a series?
No, not series. Sorry. Of this author, right? She's got fanatics like Deb does, but they're going to tear me apart because there's no way I could do this book justice. Like, this needs a whole hour plus episode to like deep dive it, really. Okay, here we go. On Goodreads, one of the main tags is mystery. Do we get enough of that from this book?
Yeah, I thought it was a mystery with some fantasy in it.
Mm.
To me, when I was reading this book, I know you're probably going to... I didn't read the question list, but I'm sure you're going to ask me what my Goodreads rating is. So I'm just going
to
say
yeah,
it now.
We'll get to that eventually.
Oh.
You go ahead.
I'm going to say it now.
That's fine.
The whole time I was reading, it was a 3.5 for me. It was a 3.5 for me. And then it was how the mystery was resolved and how it was all wrapped up that it was a 4.
Yeah.
And one of
it's
the things I told you, one of the things I told you when I was texting you, when I was reading it, was that I think I'm just not in the headspace for this. And somebody that we met at Con was talking about how they read this for their book festival in the fall, and how it had really good fall witchy vibes. I bet
if we were like here reading it in my green space outdoors, it's a great setting. Mm-hmm. But if you're at work stocking books and shelving, like that's not the setting. I know, but I'm saying, like, if you have your earbuds in and that's what you're doing, like, it's not the setting for it, though. It's just not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really listen to our books at work.
That's valid. Yeah, of course not.
I may
not
read them at work.
Of course not. I was assuming. I wasn't trying to say you did.
You know what assuming does.
It makes an ass out of me. Mm. Mostly. Just me. Okay, the Goodreads question. This book jumps to and from the timeline of events before the fire and after the fire. Did you like this? Did it help the storytelling for you?
I think it kept me more interested than it being linear. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if they started with what happened and then they don't have a mystery.
No.
Like, what kept it a mystery was that back and forth.
I think the chunky timeline and the multiple narrators is the only way we're getting the mystery out of this, right?
You know, we read another book like this that did that. We read it last season, and Chezzy was on the episode. I cannot think of what the book was called.
Oh, I was thinking of the other one, All the Lights We See. I was thinking about that one.
I hated that book.
I know you hated that book.
Oh my gosh.
That book, guys, that book comes with a lot of trigger warnings. That book is about a mass shooting, which I didn't know about before I put it on the pod. I picked it up because of the pretty book cover.
Wait, I think I'm thinking of a different book.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. I liked that book though. Oh, I was thinking a book we read for book club. You know what? I should stop filming after work, or I should do like shots of espresso.
It's kind of fun. I kind of think it's fun. Or shots in general.
Molly, do you know when the last time was I had a drink?
I don't know. It'd probably fuck your stomach up.
I haven't had a drink since New Year's Eve 2000.
Nice.
And I had half a glass of champagne and passed out.
I don't doubt that. You are a lightweight though, boo. You've always been a lightweight.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
You would think, given my size, that I wouldn't be, but...
But I'm not, right? I mean, look at how much I can consume about...
You are better practiced.
No, it's called child of addiction.
And also that you're a sailor. That doesn't help things.
That doesn't help either. August Salt and Emery Blackwood have a long history together. Mm-hmm. As if the magic of the island did it. Mm-hmm. But life and fire has separated them. Mm-hmm. Did you like their slow romance?
I wasn't surprised by it. I knew that they would end up getting back together. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I thought it was a slow romance. I don't know.
It's a return to lovers or whatever it's called.
But see,
second chance.
When romance, I was reading this audiobook, I was reading Olivia Dade. So,
see, that's why I can't cross hash.
So
that doesn't even make sense.
I did not ask for this book to have fucking in it.
There was sex in here.
I was reading it barely. It was closed door. I was reading Athena and Matthew and they're fucking.
Good for Athena and Matthew. Good for Athena and Matthew. Girl, as long as it's not my Matthew.
There's a part.
As long as it's not my Matthew fucking some random Athena.
There's a part, because you know Olivia Dade's women are all plus size, right?
Yep.
There's a part that he goes down on her, and it's the first time he does, and he's like, I won't be able to hear you while I am between your legs, because of how thick her thighs are.
Right.
So he instructs her to tap his head or pull his hair, depending on what she liked and didn't like. But I just thought to myself, that is a man that has found the woman that he loves her body in all shapes and sizes, because he is like, I'm going to bury myself between your thighs.
I'm getting in there.
And I won't even hear you because those thighs will be up on my ears.
Listen to me when I say that the sound barrier is there. Mm-hmm. I have lost all communication.
And instead of
going under.
And instead of being embarrassed by the fact that she would be squishing him between her thighs, she was like, yeah, I'm here for that. Fuck, let's do it.
Let's get on this.
And I was like, damn, Olivia Dade.
I hope she is as confident as a woman as she is
as she writer. Writes. Me too.
Because she deserves it.
I sent an email to her publicist.
I mean, we will cross paths soon.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Listen.
Anyway.
If, you know how we used to say John Green every season until he's on the pod?
Olivia Dade.
Olivia Dade. New goal.
She's your new goal. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it.
I yeah.
I love it. I know how much you love her. Love I know her. How much you love her.
Girl, he was couldn't hear between her legs. Like, who writes that?
People that write plus size fiction?
Well, not all plus size women have squishy legs like that. Like, I don't have a thigh gap, but my legs aren't going to turn off the sound barrier.
You have very skinny legs.
Mm-hmm. They're not skinny, they're muscular. It's hereditary. I have much longer legs than my mom and my grandmother did, but their legs were also muscle. Plus, I played softball for so long, and softball is all in your legs.
Yeah.
It's not your arms. Like,
well, if you're pitching and stuff, or you're catching.
It's the batting.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. The squats and the swinging of your spine. And yeah. Ah. What book are we doing?
Where did we go?
I love it here. Okay. Let's try this again.
Question 6.
Fuck.
Did you like the second chance romance?
It was fine.
It was a necessary part of the story.
Necessary, but I knew it was going to happen.
I feel like it's the only storyline, really. Mm-hmm. It's the primary storyline. It's just not the primary focus, which is weird. I keep saying this, but hey, whatever. A large part of the story is family history. The history of the island, the history of families, and the history of magic. The largest part of this is the orchard. The Salts own it, but after Grandpa Salt dies, he leaves it to the town, or so we think. What did you think about the facts that this place was the driving force for everything? Like, people are fighting over these fucking apples.
So, this is going to give away some spoilers at the end.
Let's do it, though. We're at 6. It's fine.
Dude.
Right.
Lily's grandmother basically conditioned Lily to believe that their family, the Morgans, right?
Mm-hmm.
That their family started that orchard through magic. Mm-hmm. And that when one of them married a Salt, they took it. And so Lily was raising and conditioning her granddaughter to marry August Salt. So that they could have the orchard back.
And then August fell in love with somebody else and Lily acted like she failed.
And that's how she died.
Yep, because she was trying to save her family legacy.
And her grandmother knew what she was going to do and let her do it.
That's what's insane.
Because that woman actually says at the end of the book, I was put on this earth to bring the orchard back to the Morgan family.
Here's what bothers me about that situation. That woman should be... Okay, since we're bringing law and magic all together, that is involuntary manslaughter. She set that child up to die.
It's murder, too, that she had August's dad killed.
Yep. It's like it is insane. She's a
She had, what's his face, Jake, kidnap August.
It's insane, right? Like, and she's just so delusional. Mm-hmm. But that, like, this tiny little kingdom that she thinks she runs because of the magic, and it's just...
What's the guy from Gilmore Girls who's, like, kind of in charge of the town?
Oh, Taylor Dosey?
She is what happens when Dosey goes bad.
Oh, my God. She is an evil Taylor Dosey. I mean, Taylor Dosey's pretty evil already.
I know, but he doesn't kill people.
That we know of. I don't know. He's kind of got serial killer vibes. That whole, have a good day. Don't forget to pay your taxes.
He has like clown suit wearing child molester vibes.
He's got a basement of inappropriate things for sure.
100%.
Again, we're not talking about, oh my God, we cannot keep on track.
This is what happens when we have too many weeks off. The first episode for next season is going to be a shit show.
I can't wait. It's going to be so good. Tom and I are doing an episode this summer, though. He's already promised me.
You are?
Him and I have been talking about doing that, the baking wizard one.
Oh.
We were talking about it at con.
Yeah, I didn't know
and I just put it this summer. I guess we're doing it this summer. I just put it on tape, so I guess we have to now.
It's fine.
We don't
with
have
me.
To, Tom. You can if you don't want to, you don't have to.
I trust you both. Even though one time he said that you were the cutest of our friends.
I mean, because I look like you, dumb.
That is why he said it.
Duh. He finds but me also, utterly obnoxious.
But also, some of our other friends were not so cute.
I mean, some of our other friends were ugly on the inside, so their natural beauty definitely got diminished.
And some of our other friends were uniform chasers, and he hates that. We're not friends with these people anymore, so fuck it.
Yeah.
Say what we want.
So, fuck where I was.
No, I think we just did number 6.
That's good job. Good job. Good job. We're talking about the orchard and the magic and the driving force.
Did you have a question
the orchard about the fire? It was my question was about the orchard.
No, but did you have a question about the fire?
Just let's talk about the fire.
So the fire and Lily dying happened the same day.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the book, we have this idea that they happened together. Like that Lily died because of the fire.
Or like Lily died, then the fire happened to cover up Lily's death. Or like
something that they were
like
related.
We're under the impression that these two things were together because August was a piece of shit and he ran away because he's a salt. Because all the salts are bad, right?
Right. But I was not surprised with how this unfolded that August set the fire. He didn't have anything to do with Lily's murder other than he was the reason that she ended up killing herself, but
he
accidentally
was,
killing herself. But he set that fire on purpose.
He was being a teenager. He was being
I
a
don't
teenager.
Know that that's was, what it was.
He was being a teenager with feelings. Like his grandfather was abusing him for years.
Yes,
physically.
But I don't think it was him being a teenager. I think it was being him being a person. I think that was the first time in his life that he was being a man and standing up for himself. He saw his grandfather shut down his opportunity to get off the island with Emery.
Yeah. It's like the abuse of the mom and the abuse of his dad, and the salts got away with murder
They were bad people.
They were bad people, but August wasn't a bad people. Mm-hmm. August was raised by his mom. Mm-hmm. You know, August was raised by Jacob. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a salt.
Jacob beat him too.
Right, but Jacob beat him after the fact.
No. It's in there. August accuses Jacob of setting his mom's truck on fire.
Yeah.
At the diner and says, don't pretend like I don't know who you are. And then the narration is that he used to beat him too.
Oh, I thought that was like insinuating he beat the shit out of him after the fire. Like, I thought that's what I was. Okay, I misunderstood. So, let's go to the next question. Adrienne Young is a pretty good writer, in my opinion, but there are several times she falls into cliches or pitfalls of writing. What did you think of her style?
I hate
say it because if you don't.
So I have a big issue with the phrase, I let out a breath I didn't know I was holding.
Mm-hmm.
And that is literally the last line of the book.
She like, says, she uses.
It's in there multiple times, and then she ended she uses, with that.
She uses, they were holding a breath. And I was like, come on, dude. There are so many times. And it's little cliches like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's little cliches like that. I'm like,
I just want to know, because you're a writer.
Okay.
From your perspective.
Okay.
Is that a cliche because people really do that? Like, do you feel like, I don't know that there's been a time that I've let out a breath I didn't know I was holding.
I do it all the time, but I hold my breath because of anxiety.
Like I may have gasped when something traumatic happened, but I don't think to myself, oh,
it's
I didn't
hard,
know I was holding
it,
my
here's
breath.
Here's the thing. It's hard to relay when you're putting on paper when you're shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Just typing, and she was shocked, feels she was too stunned to move. Like, you want to throw in something there that fits. And sometimes
But you could say she released a gasping breath.
Right.
She released a breath. You don't have to say that she didn't know she was holding.
Right. It's just everyone's writing style is different, you know?
And but that is a cliche that is in way too many books. So that's not a writing style thing.
It's just a cliche. It's just a cliche. But man.
And sometimes cliches work.
But this doesn't work.
I'm so over it.
But there were so many little things in this book that could have bumped it up to a 5.
Not for me.
Like, I feel like it was a little longer than it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Having multiple voices was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the story gets lost sometimes in all the multiple voices.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Because mm-hmm. when we'd have a character here, a character there, a character here, a character there, just jump in and start talking, and then they don't talk the rest of the book. And you're like, I'm sorry, why were they there?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the one kid that says his line in the group project and he still gets an A, mm-hmm. you know?
I want to be that kid, but I'm always the kid that's in charge.
You are. You're too organized. And you don't know how to say no. That's why you took me
anymore.
On.
Not anymore. Can you see behind me right here? This garbage pile?
Where am I? The romance in this book is a good slice of the book. Did you like the... Okay, we already talked about this. So, in the end, we learn that Lily was pregnant by Dutch.
Yep.
Dutch lied for August because August set the fire.
Mm-hmm.
August and Emery were going to run away, but
Dutch lied because he didn't want people to know about his relationship with Lily.
Which is fucking
August set the fire.
August and Emery are going to run away. Lily's death was her own fault. August's dad was murdered. Did I miss anything else like big highlights in here?
No. But I do want to share with you, I just wrote it down so I wouldn't forget, but I want to share with you what my theory was.
Go ahead.
For most of this book. I thought her secret relationship was with Jake the cop.
I thought that too! I thought Jake the cop, or Grandpa Salt got her pregnant. And I thought Grandpa Salt got her pregnant and she was going to make it look like she got pregnant by August. So by the time she got married pregnant, like by the time she had the baby, it was still an assault baby. So it didn't matter who the parent was.
No, I thought it was Jake and that she was basically going to try to fuck either August or Dutch so that she had somebody who wasn't a cop.
Damn.
I thought the whole time that Jake was the murderer. I thought he killed her. And
I definitely thought Jake, I thought Jake was covering up for someone.
Mm-hmm. But I thought he was covering up for himself because he was having an affair with an underage girl.
Here's my theory. So this was my big theory throughout this whole book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The way the town fawns over Emery mm-hmm. the whole time in the title of the book and when Emery brings up the spells for forgetting in the book, mm-hmm. I thought that the elders had brewed that spell for forgetting for Emery. Mm-hmm. I thought Emery killed Lily because she found out Lily and August were having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And August ran off because of the fire. So that was my theory the whole time. Yeah. But it was a false
I feel like positive. That's the way they were leading us.
Yeah.
But Lily, what actually happened was she was so set that she was going to get August that she stole Emery's grandmother's spell book
mm-hmm.
and decided to cast a spell that would have killed her best friend Emery.
Yep, because she thought her family lineage was more important
mm-hmm.
than her friendship.
And there's a line in there where Emery tells her that she's so pretty and she says, well, pretty doesn't get you everything. And it's her grandmother says, Lily was always the smart one, or was always the pretty one, but Emery was always the nice one.
Mm-hmm. Did you think the elders were going to kill August in the end? Like, did you think there was a chance?
I figured that there would be a happy ending. But sorry, going back to what I was saying about how Lily died, she drowned on dry land.
Yeah. Because of the seaweed. Because of the spell.
Because of the spell.
Because she did
it wrong. The island got pissed.
Because she did it wrong.
My island got pissed that she was trying to kill Emery and killed her instead.
Because you don't play with dark magic because
the Morgans were like the original witches on the island. But, so why would the island be like,
because the island was mad she was playing with dark magic, right? Yeah, that was the whole point of the Willow like branch, right? Dark magic is not a thing they want on the island. The island doesn't want you fucking with the dark magic. Mm-hmm. They do everything they can to stop people fucking around with dark magic.
Yeah, but her grandma was doing dark magic to the Grandpa Salt.
And then she was starting, she lost Emery's her magic.
And it was Emery's grandma that cast the unbinding spell.
Right. Well, the reason
that caused her to lose her magic.
But she lost her magic, right? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man.
There's a lot of layers here. I think so I actually texted you that I don't envy you writing questions for this one because there's so many layers. And,
you know, guys, if you feel like I didn't do a good job or you want us to talk about this more, blow us up on socials. Stitch a TikTok of us. Do something to give us attention so we know you want to hear more about this. We're more than happy to continue this conversation off pod and on the socials.
We do have a lot of people who comment on our YouTube videos and we'll answer them there as well.
Yeah. So my last question, Goodreads has this book sitting at a 3.8. Do you feel like this is an accurate rating?
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts? We've already given your April Goodreads.
Not really, but I do think that if you want to read this book, even though we've given you spoilers.
Save it for fall.
This is exactly what I would do. You I don't like tea, so hot chocolate for me, but sit on your porch, but I also don't sit outside, hence the bug bites. You need it to be fall.
Get a cozy blanket.
A little cooler.
Get a warm drink.
And a blanket with a warm drink.
Maybe sit outside by a fire and just absorb the atmosphere while you read this cozy little mystery. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about what's coming up? The only book I have is one. One More Time with Feelings.
Well, next week we're doing Get a Life, Chloe Brown, and I do not have that book up here. I do have it. It's downstairs, but put it here, Tom. And we're actually going to be joined by our friend Heather Bookables.
Mm-hmm.
Bookables is a YouTube channel. We'll put her links below, but she's going to join us again. And Get a Life, Chloe Brown is one that I discovered because of her YouTube channel. And it's one she plugs a lot. And,
it looks so good. It's so good. I'm enjoying
it. It's a rom-com. And I can't be convinced that it's happening in England. Like, it's just hard for me. So that's what we're reading next. And then One More Time with Feeling.
One More Time with Feeling. Yep.
And that book will be the last one for May.
This is not the normal color, guys. It's normally in blues. It's a exclusive Barnes and Noble. I got this last year when it came out. So it's the fancy one. So
and then in June, go ahead and check our social media because we will post the books we're doing for June. But we are doing Pride. We're doing three Pride books. We mean queer books. We don't necessarily mean that they're romance or that they're about Pride. I think I know them. We're doing 10 Things That Never Happened.
Yes.
Big Swiss. Big Swiss and The Celebrants.
Good job! I didn't remember those.
Listen.
One of us has to have our shit on track.
The other day when Katie asked us a question about military uniforms, I couldn't remember what service Tom served in. But I just remembered the three books we're doing in June.
You know what? You want to hear something that's going to... You know what? This might up. Piper officially... Not officially. Piper outranks me. She made chief in ROTC this week.
Yeah, but it's ROTC.
So it doesn't count? Don't worry. She'll outrank us all soon.
She'll never outrank me. You know why?
Because you're not military, bitch.
Because I'm not military.
Okay, well, I'm
not one of those bitches that cares about what's on my husband's collar.
You were never a military spouse that thought your husband's pay grade was your pay grade.
No, because it isn't. It doesn't have anything to do with me. It's his job, not mine.
Do you know how many, like, it's not like I go out every day and go, my husband works in the oil field. Respect my job. No, right. I don't, because it's not my job. It's his job.
When we were in Cleveland, that was a big problem because we were at a district command center. So it was a lot of officers.
Mm,
and officers' spouses were all like, well, my husband is a blah blah, and I'd be like, okay.
Cool for you, bro. You are not even, my...
I don't even know where that rank falls in line because I've never bothered to learn it. So he could be below my husband. I don't know.
I won't say the officer's name, but when I was in Houston, I was doing gate guard. An officer I'm friends with and been friends with a long time. His wife pulled up and she asked me why I didn't salute her. And I go, ma'am, don't have
to get in trouble for that.
I go, ma'am, I don't have, ma'am, I don't salute you. You don't have a military rank. And she goes, what if I was a reservist? And I go, are you a reservist? She goes, no, but I could be. Then where's your reserve ID? You're using a she was using a spouse's ID to get on base. And later when I saw this officer in the chow hall, I mentioned it to him and he's like, hey, he was coming to me and him and I were speaking words at the same time and he was going to apologize for her. So she's been doing this and he's trying to stop it. It's like, people are weird. People are weird.
I don't care about military rank.
Some people do. Okay, we're going to get the hell out of here, guys. It's dinner time.
I'm going to go to bed.
Valid. All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, bye!
Thank you for joining us on Book Besties. Don't forget to like and subscribe. The views discussed here are those of April and Molly, not those of anyone else. Today's book was Spells for Forgetting by Adrienne Young. Your book besties are Molly Biggs and April Watkins. Editing by Thomas Watkins. And music is Sleep Sweetly by Prigida. Don't forget to follow the Book Besties on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. If you'd like to contact the Book Besties, please email us at bookbestiespod@gmail.com or visit our website, bookbestiespodcast.com. Until next time, besties, get lost in your favorite book.